You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. When was the last time you experienced peace? When was the last time you had that feeling of nothing else matters but this moment right here? I'm good. My heart feels safe. My mind feels sharp. I feel happy. But really, ask yourself, when is the last time I experienced peace? And work from there. Recording this on August 27th under the big Virgo new moon. And as an astrologer, I'm obsessed with the stars. You guys know this about me now. But there's also a piece of me that doesn't want to keep recording about them because it can be a modality that we get lost in. You know, you'll go on Instagram and see all of the new moon in Virgo posts. It's a good time to do this, to do that. And astrology is great for that. It's really good for forecasting and predicting. And it's really good for using towards our lives to help us just understand this human experience a little more. But doesn't it get overwhelming? Before I hit record, I thought, I think I'm going to call this episode When Self-Care Self-Destructs or When Self-Development Turns Into Self-Harm. And still, my most downloaded episode this summer is Spiritual Fatigue. I just made a reel on Lightworkers Lounge. You know, I'm stopping with the posts on Lightworkers Lounge that are self-help, try this, do this, and I'm just going to make funny things because social media should be a place where you leave feeling just happy, just inspired. I don't like that it's turned into a place where you go to school, where you're learning from people you don't even really know. And some people really shouldn't be teaching on there. It's toxic psychology sometimes. Now, this is not to undermine the people who are really making a difference on there. But I looked at my own following list, who do I follow? And I found I like to follow people who are just sharing happy bits of their life. And you can tell when someone's forcing the happy bits and when someone is just genuinely living a happy, authentic life, and they like to share it on social. I like to go to those people. I also like to go to people who aren't so happy-go-lucky all the time, but just share normal parts of life. Like lifestyle bloggers. It's like, oh, you have a kitchen like me. You go to the grocery like me. I don't know. I just like the relevancy of feeling relatable. I'm tired of following people who are teaching me how to heal my mother wound. I'm exhausted with talking to people that tell me how to be in a better relationship. Because I found, me personally, the more I follow them, the more I look at myself and my relationships, friendships and romantic, and I think, I got so much more work to do. Jeez. You know, now some of this growth through Instagram, it's incredible that we have this knowledge at our fingertips. Some of it has completely changed my life. And maybe I'm just to a point where I'm graduating from all that stuff. And I'm like, all right, I got it. Thank you. I'm flying out of the nest. Sayonara. Mwah. It was great working with you. But then I find myself like, okay, well, what next? Who do I need to work with? Who is my mentor? Who is my coach? And I was like, well, what if I don't need a coach right now? What if me thinking that I just need to work harder, smarter, be better, grow, learn, grow, is actually what's holding me back from finding happiness? Because why do I feel like I've got to always improve and get better? Why on a bad day or a string of bad weeks, maybe even a handful of bad months in a row? Why do I feel like I need to take drastic measures to change my life? If my business financially isn't doing well, I don't think I need to go consult a business expert. I think what I do is so bizarre that no one can really help me. But then I think, well, maybe it's because my audience doesn't resonate with what I'm doing. So maybe I'm not fully happy because I'm not doing something for me. And that could be as simple as saying, no, I'm not going to work on Mondays. I'm going to read a book that has nothing to do with anything. It's just a novel and a story. To some people listening, this may sound like, duh, everybody does that. But to me, Miss Workaholic, Miss Lack Mindset inherited from generations of women, Miss All Men Are Assholes and Cheat and Big Babies, I know the things I came with. I've done that work. I've analyzed my mom's mentality, my grandma's mentality, the family I come from, epigenetics. I've looked at all of that, and now I'm just tired. I don't want to go to any more retreats. I don't want to go to any more yoga classes and connect with Jeffrey. Hey, baby. Don't do that. There you go. Get on your chair. Jump up. Yeah. Good boy. I don't want to pause my podcast and take out things like that because this is real life. We have dogs. We have kids. We have family members who are going to yell and scratch and slam doors when you're trying to have a quiet moment. And it's all in how you handle it. Cool, calm. Life ain't so bad. I've learned to accept the hard days, accept the hard times. And of course, when they get too heavy and too hard, reach out for help. I see a therapist every other Monday. She is awesome. I've been working with her since January because last fall and winter were really, really, really hard. And I didn't anticipate it. I didn't see it coming. It has a bunch to do with just being a human and going through things. I don't like to talk about exactly what it is because then people throw their opinions and say, well, you should do this. Well, you should do that. In fact, I had to, sadly, disembark from a lot of friends during that time as well because they were just telling me, leave this person, leave that job, don't go this, you should stop saying that. Why do you talk about this? And it was just like, people who are happy and doing things I love and grounded won't say shit like that. They'll understand. You are where you are, and all we really need is just someone to love us and not give up on us. Why is unconditional love so hard for us? And look, this is how crazy my mind has been, just flooded with the spiritual self-help knowledge. Everything I say, my mind branches off to like five different avenues of how you guys are going to interpret it. When I say, why is unconditional love so hard for us? I think, well, great, all these people are going to say, so we should just love people that abuse us over and over. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What has social media done to my brain? So going back to the question, when's the last time I experienced peace? Well, when I was hiking up a mountain and I was 13,000 feet up in the sky with no service on my phone, with my dog and my boyfriend who unconditionally love me, up in the clouds, looking down at Earth, looking down at cell phone towers that I was not connected to, and I felt untouchable. Untouchable. Up there, I just focused on eating the last half of my sandwich I packed and not falling down this really steep cliff. But I was just connected to the things around me, the real things, the tangible things, the trees and the rivers. Like, none of this was telling me how to get better, how to be a better girlfriend, how to be a better dog mom, how to be my health, how to fix this. Like, none of it. I just got to be. I got to be with myself because the hike I was on was dangerous. Oh yeah, we gained like 4,000 feet of elevation. It was steep. And I had to drop in to myself to really watch where I stepped, what I ate. Excuse me. Did I drink enough? And that was the last time I fully embodied peace. Every time I think of peace, you know, because there's a lot of little pockets of peace that I curate in my day-to-day life, none of it has to do with a phone or a laptop. Ever. And I feel bad at times because I don't get back to so many people that send me audio messages and texts, and these are awesome friends. And my God, I wish they lived on my street so I could just show up at their house and bring them dinner or breakfast and talk to them in person. I'm not good at the texting and the audios and the, I suck at that because my soul is like, but that's not real. It's all I've had, and thank goodness for it too. Because I'd be a very lonely person if I didn't have that stuff, because I travel so much. But yeah, I'm sharing all of this because Virgo is the sign of the workaholic. It's when you think of Virgo, like we said in last week's episode, think of the word refine. Virgos are blessed because they know how to refine all of our lives to help us be the most pure, authentic version of ourselves. But the downside of this is poor Virgos don't leave themselves alone in terms of refine. I've got to get better. I must do better. I got to get this certification and that degree and this accolade from this prominent person before I can even show up on stage. Virgos' fault is they don't realize they are fine. They're perfect just as they are right now. A lot of people ask me how to start a podcast and what to talk about and how you talk to yourself on these solo episodes. It's really hard. It's really hard. It's a skill. I don't know if I'm mentally ill or talented, but we'll take it. And it's hard. And when I record things like this, oh, hell yeah, my mind is telling me right now, what are you even talking about, Steph? Why are you going to post this? What the fuck are you talking about? What valuable information are you giving these people? But what if I'm not focused on giving you any information? Because you're just as tired as me and you don't want to hear 3 steps to healing your father wound. Step 1, get your notebook out. Make sure you remember this. Because like we were taught in school, when we fail the test of the things we're learning all fucking over the place right now, we feel like shit and we feel worse than we did when we were seeking help. Because it's like, God, it's so hard for me to heal this mother wound, this father wound. It's so hard for me when you say like, you have the same 24 hours in a day as Jeff Bezos. What are you doing? It's like, no, you don't. No, you don't have the same 24 hours in a day as Jeff Bezos or Beyonce. These people have help. These people are wealthy. They can hire people to do the dishes and cook and like, no, you don't. Everyone is so different. And this is why I've kind of taken 2 feet out of the spiritual world, because I'm a very spiritual person, but I'm not a guru. I'm not a teacher. I'm a human having a spiritual experience just like you. And even though we're just alike, we couldn't be any more different. Every moment we're being shaped and molded. You listening to this podcast is shaping and molding you to be different than your best friend or your husband or your wife or your partner. You're already becoming more different. And so we've been exposed to so many different things throughout our childhood and our adolescence. And now as adults, we're being exposed to so many things, both good and bad, at lightning speed through the internet. And it's shaping and molding us so fast. And then when you have someone who is consistently shape-shifting all of us, try getting those puzzle pieces to connect and flow and have a peaceful, coercive relationship, romantic and platonic. It's hard. And something I'm learning lately is just let things go. Just let it go. Does it really matter? Feel the fear and do it anyway, but let things go. Failure is beautiful. I can't tell you how many times I've launched something and it failed, or how many times I've applied for something and got denied. All the freaking time. And I love it. Maybe that's why I'm an entrepreneur. I've fucking love failure. I can't wait to write more books and have some of them flop. I don't care. It's something that I put heart and soul into, and just even if it sells one time, it's great. So accepting and loving failure under this new moon in Virgo, there you go. There's the key. New moon in Virgo wants us to refine. What area of life do you need to refine? You look at what area on your birth chart is ruled by Virgo. For me, it's the fifth house of children, fertility, creativity, my artistic self, my ego, romance. And I've experienced quite a bit in terms of romance and creativity and fertility and children. Oh yeah, I've definitely felt all that. But one thing I'm okay with is letting go and letting things unfold, right? I am not going to use Virgo to control things and say, I want to have a baby by 35. So I'm going to, and I use this example because I do want to become a mom soon. And there is this biological clock that's like, you got to hurry, you got to go quick. But then there's also this beautiful knowing of like, it's going to happen when it happens. So the fact that this new moon is lighting up my fifth house of fertility and children, I'm presented with two avenues. Do I just jump into IVF or something? Or do I just let go and let God? If the new moon in Virgo is lighting up your first house of self, do you want to start a new daily routine and exercise regimen to really work on that physical body? Because sometimes when our physical body looks and feels better, our mental just follows suit. Or do you want to say, fuck it, I'm always working out. I'm always focused on my physical body and physical health. I'm going to go have a cinnamon roll for breakfast because why not? And even better, I'm going to enjoy it in the company of my favorite person or people. So you know I love sharing unpopular opinion, but with this new moon in Virgo, don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just let it go. Let go and let God with whatever area of life Virgo rules on your birth chart. And if you don't know, if you don't follow the stars, that's also cool. I don't blame you. Astrology can get really confusing. It's like learning algebra. Use this new moon to just say, hey, I love me. And I'm perfect right now. And I'm going to unfollow all the self-help, self-development, teaching, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just going to follow funny things. Or I'm going to even put my phone away and just go on a hike. Go for a walk. Go play frisbee. Go play soccer. Watch a Netflix series. And just enjoy me. And relax. You guys, I'm going to be on a little too. Speaking of having fun, Jale and I are off for his birthday. We are going to be gone for 2 weeks, and I would love to tell you, but I know he's going to listen to this as soon as I post it, and it's a big surprise. So I will not be recording for the next 2 weeks, but I've been recording a ton, so I'm sure some of you are like, good, I need to get caught up here. I love you. Please take care of yourself. And if self-care means just chilling and being you, find that pocket of peace. When is the last time you experienced peace? Start there. Friendly reminder, Applied Astrology School closes in 5 days. That's all you have to sign up. Link to sign up is on our website, lightworkers-lounge.com, or in the show notes. 5 days, that's all you got. Don't say I didn't warn you. I'm off. If you guys want to follow our surprise birthday trip for 2 weeks, you can go to my Instagram at Stephanie's_destiny. Thank you for being a part of this community. To the people who have followed me since I started recording this in 2018, the people who followed me through heartbreak of a divorce, the people who were there in that dark room in the Airbnb basement of someone's house in Conifer, Colorado, where I recorded my first episode about divorce that went viral. Yes, it's still up in the archives if you want to listen. Thank you. To the people who followed me down to the Florida Keys and watched that royally blow up in my face in 2018, thank you. Some of you even sent me gas money because it was so bad, and I'll never forget that. To the people who rocked with me and listened to me and signed up for bonus chats because I was desperately trying to make enough money to move out of my mom's house, because living with your mom at 30 years old after getting a divorce is so embarrassing. I love you so much. And to the people, that's my baking timer. And to the people who have been with me since I've traveled around living in Airbnbs, and the people who were there when I met J.O., baby J., and heard the giggle and pep in my step when him and I started dating in 2019. We see you, and we love you. And to the people who were with me all of 2020, when it was, just like you, one of the worst years of my life, God, I love you. And all the new people who just joined, welcome to Lightworkers Lounge, where we share unpopular spiritual opinions and talk about real life shit, like your baking timer going off, your dog scratching the ground, maybe a burp or two in the microphone. This is real life. Tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. I'll see you guys mid-September.